will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble wobble jelly on a plate.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Reunited, and it feels so good. Look, these two men gathered for quizzing this evening. Time was they would share the pre-dawn. They would stumble into the gaze of a waiting nation and embrace each other's peccadilloes for a live radio audience. Those days are gone, but we're bringing it back tonight. It's the battle of the century, the thriller with Manila. We have a pair of former youth radio breakfast hosts. They are Matt O'Kine. Matt's a comedian, actor, musician, writer. He is about to release his first novel, Being Black and Chicken and Chips. Matt, hello.
G'day, Jonathan. How's it going?
Cool, thank you.
What did you say? We're gonna something our piccadillos?
You are.
What's that?
Just don't you worry. It'll just be
have
fine.
Have I got one of those?
You do have a piccadillo.
Do I?
Yeah. You do.
Do you want to point it out, please? Am I washing it correctly?
Even in extreme cold. Alex Dyson joins us as well. He's host of the Mirth podcast. He's host of Bingo Loco touring Australia, and he wants you to follow him at Instagram. He does. At A.E. Dyson.
Glad they put that in there.
No,
hey, we better move on now, Jonathan, because
that's as well. No,
I put that
no.
in to really get up the picadillo of Matt O'Kine, we have had a long-standing competition as who is in the lead. So we've won that competition. I've won
Matt
that. I'm ready to win a quiz.
As well, please. At Matt O'Kine right now. I've got hot content coming at ya.
You can tell from the respect for each other's voice and position in this broadcast that these two are radio professionals.
What they do there is that's called talking over each other, Jonathan. And we were, hey, I tell you what, in ready? The whole radio industry, we were the best.
Can I say, on the count of three, let's all talk over each other. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody.
A very good evening to us.
So
Matt
O'Kine. Matt O'Kine.
That was really good.
Round one.
Oh, we're off.
Fed polls, ScoMo abroad. Matt, first to Tuvalu. Pacific Islands Forum has ended in something of a stalemate, despite the joint statement, climate change is all agreed upon, everything's lovely. Fiji and Tuvalu's prime ministers would have preferred, Matt, Scott Morrison, to say we'll stop investing in what?
Coal.
Oh, so good.
Oh, you're right.
There
when
it
you're
is.
You're right, you're right.
Am I right?
You're always right.
You've got a golf clap.
Am I right or am I right?
You're so right.
Fantastic. Instead, they went the watered down, didn't they, Jonathan?
How good is watered down coal? Well, Alex, to you a question.
All right.
Outside the forum venue, an installation was set up for the week, which featured children sitting half submerged in water. What was the intended message there for visiting leaders like Scott Morrison?
I think they're opening a new Wet n Wild in Western Sydney. Is that?
It's not even close.
They've already got a Wet n Wild in Western Sydney. I dare say, is a bit too much.
No, this was more wet and fairly cross.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yes, the intended import of this little bit of performance was that the Tuvalu and other Pacific nations will soon be underwater.
Well, time means nothing when there's water lapping at your doors. We know this.
Round two, ScoMo at home. Matt, on Monday, PM Scott Morrison toured a facility in Sydney where they turned plastic bags, glass bottles and ink from printers into asphalt. We have some media audio, rather, from that media event.
Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's our hero, gonna take pollution down to zero.
Yes, the PM announced a $20 million plan to bolster Australia's ability to do what?
Recreate the 90s classic cartoon Captain Planet. And I, for one, am for it.
No, no, no.
What a TV program.
Well, yeah, can I please be the... Because it was Earth, Fire, Wind, water.
Which would
heart.
You like to be?
I'm all heart.
I want to be wind.
Well, that's because you're full of it, Jonathan. Cha-ching, there we go.
Bit of hot air coming out of that one.
Alex. Yeah. He said with a slightly pleading tone. This is also Australia can stop sending our waste to Southeast Asia. Mm. Wasn't exactly an original idea from the government. What did countries like Malaysia say to Australia that brought about this renewed interest in recycling our own waste?
I think the same thing I said to Matt at the end of most shows. I'm not taking any more of your crap.
Aren't we sending
them our garbage?
Let's see if your response coincides with my cunningly placed audio clue. We're not gonna take it. I think, Alex, yeah. We can conclude that, yes, you were right.
Yes.
Well, hold Thank on. You. I mean, look, to be fair, I saw that video clip of that wasted Aussie guy fly kick that poor dude on the moped in Bali the other day.
Just I'd say doing our country proud.
I'd say we've been sending our Australia. Waste to Southeast Asia for quite some time, to be honest. I reckon
off,
it is time
on footy
to stop.
Trips.
Yeah, exactly.
Round three. With Matt on one and Alex on one. The scores are tied as we head into round three world affairs. Matt, the European Union has been on our case this week over our use of certain words to sell certain foodstuffs. These are labels that are used widely across brands in Australia, from your generic supermarket brand to really expensive flash ones. Name at least one of the products in the firing line.
If I'm to be correct, is it possibly something about milk being labelled halal?
That is just so offbeat.
Well, hey, look. I'm not going to lie. I saw a tweet from Pauline Hanson. That's
well
not
known
even a joke.
Head
that's
of the EU, Pauline Hanson.
That's all I saw, and I thought that sounds. I made put two and two together. That sounds something like
Miss Gorgonzola, 1984. No, that was not it. You could have said feta. You could have said Gorgonzola. Right. You could have said Scotch steak, whatever that is, or Irish cream, Gruyere, or Grappa. But you said none of those, Matt.
Oh, look, I'm trying to fit in with what I see online.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, do I lose a point?
You're wrong.
Oh.
No, that's right. You're wrong. Alex.
Yes.
After flights were cancelled due to demonstrator chaos at Hong Kong Airport, leaving thousands of passengers stranded, what did some protesters say to the tourists?
I know they still wanted people to come afterwards, but I'm not sure what they said to them at the time. Was it sorry?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey!
Wow.
That's very nice.
I was, you know, on Monday I was supposed to fly through via Hong Kong to London. I'm doing some shows in London next week and I thought I'd do a
just
cheeky 2-day stopover.
Well, we had the plug segment. You wasted it. All right,
excuse
let's not go into it.
I'll tell you what. I cancelled my trip to Hong Kong when they closed down the airports and stuff, and so I had to rebuy tickets. The whole ordeal's cost me about $2,000. So yeah, please come to my show in London, please, because your boy can't afford this kind of shenanigans.
Round four.
But shout out. Shout out to
round four.
You know, what's going on?
Round
what's
four.
Going on? Anyways,
round four. Thank you.
London, 23rd and 24th of August.
Are you quite finished? Good. Round four, sport. Matt, your subject is rugby union, and here's a little bit of Atmos to set the scene.
Bill! Conley Bill! 47 points to 26. Job done for the men in gold. They keep the Bledisloe Cup series alive.
Job done for the men in gold. Wallabies. Wallabies have levelled the Bledisloe Cup series against the All Blacks in Perth last weekend. The decider is tomorrow night at Auckland's Eden Park, where Australia hasn't won a test against New Zealand for, no, Matt, it's okay, this isn't the question, 33 years. When was the last time, Matt, that the Wallabies hefted, raised, lifted the Bledisloe Cup? It's multiple choice. Was it 1986? B, 1992, C, 1996, or D, 2002.
You know, I think I watched it in 1996 when George Gregan made that game-changing, life-saving tackle at the end. But I'm going to say it's 2002.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. All right. Who hates me behind that desk? Just.
Hey, we got a few demonstrators from Hong Kong in. They'd already stuffed you around.
Do it to my face. Flight. Okay.
We've got the.
Yeah, thank you.
Alex, all right.
Your subject is basketball. Here is your audio teaser.
It was amazing. The camp was insane. That was the best camp this year. Come back to my camp next year in Sydney.
That's the voice of Australian-born NBA superstar Ben Simmons. He was having a training camp for kids in Sydney last weekend, but he drew the ire of certain sock jocks and media outlets for going straight to his hire car, not signing autographs for the fans at the clinic, Tusk, and for accusing a casino as well for racially profiling him and his mates. Can you name the celebrity or celebrities that came out in his defence? Multiple choice.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah. A.
Just for random.
A. Russell Crowe. B. Hilltop Hoods. C. Brendan Favola. D. All of the above.
I'm going to go with all of the above there. B. Because I was reading about it because I do follow the basketball a little bit, and it's one of those ones he could have stayed and given all the autographs, but I think he was fine. People in the camp were like
to the kids,
very happy
the
with the camp.
They loved it. And Dyson, yeah. you've met Ben
I've
Simmons.
I've met Ben
before.
Simmons as well. Yeah,
he's a good guy, right? He took a photo with you. I mean, if that says a lot.
Yeah.
If he's willing to share a frame with your ugly mug, then gosh, he must be an angel.
Round 5 Music Awards. Now, you two are famous for the Friday dance off. Custom will echo through the ages. Here's a music round. It's on the National Indigenous Music Awards. Matt, who won Artist of the Year?
Man, you know, Zan Rowe was there. I remember looking at her gram and stuff.
You so need a clue.
I'm going to say, is it Jessica Mowboy?
Can I steal?
Yeah, no.
Ah, damn it.
I want to hear some, though.
For all my young brothers and sisters, keep chasing them dreams and keep working hard.
No, as a baker boy.
Don't let anyone tell you can't do anything. You can do everything.
Too late. Too late, he cried.
I know, because I thought the baker boy won it last year. Anyways.
I don't know.
Well, Alex. Congrats to him. Well deserved.
Is it one of those ones where you can't win multiple years? They should make that with the Bledisloe Cup.
Yeah, the Bledisloe. Be a fly.
Yeah, not allowed to win 2 years in a row.
That's how sport works. Yeah. Just pass the trophy round and get everyone to have a hold.
Coach's award.
Yeah, exactly.
Bledisloe Cup. Alex, who took home the double whammy song of the year, album of the year?
I'm going to go with Mojo Juju.
Are you now?
Yes.
And the name of the album?
Native Tongue.
Oh, what is up? You can't get a double-barreled question at the end.
What was the name of the song?
Native Tongue.
Wow.
Great song. It was nominated for an APRA this year as well.
Probably right. Means more than most awards to me, yeah. Just to have that kind of recognition from my peers and also community that, you know, that means a lot to me. I just feel really grateful and I feel super lucky.
Yeah, if you haven't heard that song or seen the video clip, it's a really, really good video clip as well, Jonathan. I recommend.
Thank you so much. We are in the quiz. Matt O'Kine and Alex Dyson are going head-to-head and hammer and tongs. Now, the score check, it has two possibilities. It could be Matt 2 and Alex 4, or it could be Matt 2 and Alex with 4 plus 2 bonus points.
What?
Tell me, audience, which should I choose?
go with the bonus.
You people are mean.
Okay. Oh, they didn't.
No, they didn't. It's okay. It's Alex 4, Matt 2.
Oh, right. Thank God.
Just moral victories in the other ones.
Round 6. It's a little bit of a trending hashtaggery. Matt, why is hash Greenland trending today, apart from my obvious magnificence?
Oh, because And just like the wonderful country, you are ice cold.
When it comes to dishing out points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I believe that you are, I mean, oh, sorry, that the WSJ papers stated Trump wants to buy it.
That's right.
What? Are you kidding me?
You're right.
Who have you got in the soundproof booth
here,
Jonathan?
Thank you very much.
In all, we've made a few jokes about it. This is just getting a little bit out of control here.
No,
it is true that according to the Wall Street Journal, or as Matt calls it, the WSJ.
Only the cool kids call it the WSJ. Look,
to be fair, earlier today I opened Twitter and I just saw it in the trending moments thing. It just said WSJ. So
Fair call. Donald Trump wants to buy Greenland from...
Oh, my God. From who? From Greenland?
From Denmark.
Oh, right. From Denmark.
Alex.
Yes.
The hashtag... What?
Spelled W-H-U-G-H.
Why are the hashtags real well, rest well BTS and happy vacation BTS been trending this week?
Well, the cool kids call the BTS because that's their name. But I don't know the story, but BTS, that's the South Korean boy band.
And they've
gone
band of boys
on a holiday, a hiatus.
Oh, you're right.
Didn't someone get sick?
Well, I don't know about that. They are taking an extended break to, quote, enjoy their normal lives as normal 20-something young men.
Oh, yeah, good luck. I don't think we can all
get around that.
Matt, you enjoyed your 20s, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't in this Korean boy band. Where I was in Brisbane the other day. They had a Korean pop-up store in some clothes shop. The line was out the door around the whole block. I haven't seen anyone turn up for something like that.
What about your boy band 4.1?
Winners of the Brisbane State High School 2002 talent squad. Yeah, we needed a break after that. Okay. We needed a break for approximately 19 years. Okay.
I got a thing here. Okay. Okay. We've finished all the big questions. We've got one question left.
Sure. Is it a who am I? That's always at the end of a quiz.
What's my name for a pick of the board? The points are Matt 3, Alex 5.
Ooh.
Oh, very cool. I can almost taste the meat tray. I can almost taste it.
What would happen if I made the final question open to both contestants worth 3 points?
I reckon Alex would end up with 8 points.
I'd call you by your nickname Greenland. Ice cold.
I think that's bringing a bit of spice. Here is that bonus question worth 3 points, and you just both have to just sort of jump in and we'll see who gets there first.
Can we make it worth 3 bonus points? Because as we know, bonus points don't count.
Who started the hash wake up to racism hashtag?
At Matt O'Kine. At Matt O'Kine.
I think he's trying to buzz in.
I'm not saying that I did it. Why would I say that I started Wake Up to Racism?
I don't know. Why did you do that, Matt?
He went on Pauline's Twitter and he's like, I need to start something here.
Did you say Pauline?
No, it was Pauline. No, I was saying Pauline.
Yes! I got it.
I'm saying it's Pauline. Wake up to racism. I've had it taken away from me. 3 points. And snatched out of my brown hands.
As Matt O'Kine sinks slowly in the west, we say good evening to this Friday quiz. It featured Matt O'Kine, comedian, actor, musician, writer, man who's about to release his first novel, Being Black and Chicken and Chips. Alec Dyson was the winner this evening. He's the host.
You don't need to say the rest of mine. Wow. And the victory's as good enough. Thank you, Jonathan.
On Instagram, Alex is at AE Dyson.